If you are single in the Goulburn Valley and you're looking for love, we're about to speak to two people who found it in a pretty unconventional way. The Bachelor casting's now open for it. So make sure you apply. And let's talk right now to Maddie, Jay and Laura. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, congratulations on your recent news, Laura. You're pregnant with your first child.
I am. Yeah, it's super exciting. Congratulations to you too, babe.
Josiah.
Yeah, what about Maddie?
I didn't do it on my own, guys.
Yeah, I feel like they equally had parts in it.
I thought you were the Virgin Mary, Laura.
I'm just waiting. I've been told that you've been given some information from another friend on me. And I'm waiting for a stitch up. So I know you're starting this conversation off very nice and in a pleasant way.
Yeah.
Let's just say Maddie, Jay and I, we know each other. We've met a few times. But you're friends with another friend of mine. That's Maddie De Groot, a little bit more, right?
And he loves a stitch up more than anybody else.
He told me to say that I've got it on good authority that someone close to you, aka Matt, says that you've got a foot fetish. Laura, I'm going to direct this at Laura. You've got to confirm or deny whether this is true. You don't like it, though, when a second toe is longer than the big toe, and that is your deal breaker, Laura.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, he doesn't like that.
What do your feet look like, Laura? Tell us about them.
Second toe is about 5 millimetres smaller than my big toe. So I'm in the green.
Wow. I'm actually on Team Matty J with this one. I reckon gross feet or a second toe too long, nuh-uh.
My feet are still pretty gross, and he likes to tell me all the time, but I got in there with the toes being perfectly proportioned. So, yeah, that's why he chose me.
Can I ask, Maddie, what if you'd gotten to the end of The Bachelor and decided, all right, it's Laura that I'm going to go with. She's the girl for me. I love her. And then, like, she takes off her shoes after the final rose ceremony.
She's like, why is she been wearing closed toes shoes the whole time?
Would it have been the deal breaker?
Oh, gosh. It's a very good question. And it would have put a big spanner in the works.
Yeah.
So thankfully, Laura's feet are just within reason, and we're very, very happy.
All right, what if your unborn child has a second toe that's bigger than the first? Are you going to disown them?
Wow.
Adopt.
Yeah, I think we'd have to put it up for like there'd be just, there's no way to save it.
I'll just make sure its feet are always covered just to save him the embarrassment.
Hey, you know what? From the Josiah and Ellie show, when you have your child, we'll buy some little booties as a present for your child.
So sweet, guys. Thanks.
Oh, can you write that down just so we don't forget?
Extra large size though, just in case there's a stray toe in there.
But The Bachelor casting is now open. Obviously, you guys found love and have an amazing relationship now, obviously expecting your first child. What can you say to people in the Goulburn Valley that are single and wanting to apply?
I think for anyone who is single and has maybe got that thought in the back of the head of, you know, should I, shouldn't I, could it work out? I think it's definitely worthwhile just taking that risk and putting yourself out there, making yourself a little bit vulnerable for sure. But I think with a bit of risk comes great reward. So if you're thinking about it, I think you should just do it.
How far into your series, Maddie, did you know that Laura was the one? Because you had some pretty good-looking girls, some great girls on there, like a lot of competition for you, Laura. How far into it were you like, yep, she's it?
It's hard to pinpoint exactly when it was, but from the very first conversation I had with Laura, I can remember thinking, this girl, she's a good one. I'm really into this. And then every single date that we had together, that feeling kind of just grew and grew and grew. And then thankfully, she had perfectly portioned feet.
Rest is history.
Well, she did.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, guys, we're very much looking forward to, the news of when are you due, Laura?
I'm due at the first week of June.
Oh, how exciting. We'll make sure we get those little booties will come perfectly with winter then, so that'll work out well.
Nice and cold.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Absolute pleasure.
And best of luck for a perfectly proportioned foot on your child.
Yes, and toes are crossed.
Yeah.
First bachelor baby, and it's adopted.
And also, if you can cross your toes, Laura, I'd maybe take another look at the Maddie.
Cross my toes. Oh, God, this is a whole other thing.
We'll take this off air.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, guys.